This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Friday, December 8th. Hunter Biden is facing 9 new criminal charges as part of a federal tax case. He's accused of failing to file and pay his taxes, as well as filing false tax returns. And this is the second criminal case that the special counsel has brought against the president's son. CNN's Evan Perez has more.
Prosecutors used a 56-page indictment to detail some of the ways that they say Hunter Biden spent money. Instead of paying taxes, he spent money on luxury clothing, on payments to escorts and dancers, and other personal expenses, such as an apartment for his daughter.
Hunter Biden's attorney says that if he had any other last name, these charges would not have been brought, and has accused the special counsel of giving in to Republican pressure. He pointed to the fact that Hunter Biden paid back the taxes in 2021, and also that prosecutors had been willing to accept a misdemeanor plea deal just months ago. In a move welcomed by the UN, Israel says it will open a border crossing with Gaza to inspect aid trucks in the next few days. But it comes as Israel is being criticized for images on social media that show a large group of men kneeling on the ground, stripped to their underwear, with their hands tied behind their back and their eyes covered. Israeli media claim, without a source, that the men are surrendered militants. But some of the men's identities were confirmed by colleagues or family members to CNN, who say some of them are civilians and not affiliated with militant groups. The Israeli military has not responded to a request for comment. Calls for the president of UPenn to resign are getting louder after her controversial testimony on anti-Semitism this week. Wall Street CEO Ross Stevens says he'll pull back a $100 million donation to the university if President Liz McGill doesn't step down. And the Wharton Board of Advisors, which leads UPenn's prominent business school, is also calling for a leadership change. Take a listen to McGill's exchange with Republican Representative Elise Stefanik at the House hearing on anti-Semitism that led to this latest wave of outcry.
Specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision.
McGill later clarified her comments in a video posted on X, saying a call for the genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate. The presidents of MIT and Harvard are also facing backlash for the hearing. The Texas Attorney General says the doctor of a woman who got a court permission for an abortion could still face legal consequences. Kate Cox, who's 20 weeks pregnant, filed the suit this week, saying her unborn baby has a genetic condition and carrying it to term could threaten her life. Texas law bans abortion after about 6 weeks, except to save the life of the mother. But despite a judge ruling in Cox's favor yesterday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton threatened her doctor, saying in a letter they could face possible legal action because Cox has failed to demonstrate that she has a life-threatening medical condition or that her symptoms risk major bodily harm. Cox told NBC that outside of any legal issues, she still has to deal with the fact she'll lose her child.
We're going through the loss of a child. There's no outcome here that I take home my healthy baby girl, you know, so it's hard, you know.
Coming up, a storm system is bringing a bleak weekend for parts of the country.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
A multi-threat storm system has been churning across the U.S., and it's bringing more bad weather over the weekend. There's a threat of severe storms in the south, heavy rain in the southeast and east, and snow in parts of the northeast. The storms are expected to develop across the lower Mississippi River Valley and East Texas later today, and get worse as the weekend goes on. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.